Hello, my name is Mark Taylor, and welcome to the Education on Fire podcast. The place for creative and inspiring learning from around the world. Listen to teachers, parents and mentors share how they are supporting children to live their best, authentic life and are proving to be a guiding light to us all.
Hello, welcome back to the Education on Fire podcast. Great to be back with you. This is a solo show today. I wanted to come on and basically set the scene for what's going to happen over the next few weeks and a little bit about the exciting thing that we've got planned coming up into the autumn as well. So the first thing is just to say, I hope you're having a great summer so far. Certainly here in the UK, we're now sort of into the summer holidays. I'm going to take 2 or 3 weeks off and come back again on Monday, the 8th of September. Originally, I planned on doing all sorts of extra things over the summer, but just realised that actually I need to practice what I preach a little bit in terms of well-being, looking after ourselves. It's a chance for me to enjoy the summer. Our youngest is off to university in September, so it's our final sort of few weeks of having a child full-time at home. So really excited to make the most of that and enjoy every minute. And not only the amount of time it would take just to keep the podcast going and all the other stuff, but actually do have the opportunity just to stop for a little while and make the most of that without my brain worrying on all those extra things. And I think that's going to be a very special time, and you don't get a chance to do that every week, every day, every month or every year. And so I want to really sort of fully embrace that. So yeah, we're going to take 2 or 3 weeks off, as I said, back with you again on Monday the 8th of September. Now I've got a few thank yous that I want to make sure that I get across to you, just because they're so important for the show and for the ability for us to carry on. And we started back in 2016, so it really is such a lot of effort that goes into creating the show, but it's so rewarding. And I think so many people that have been in touch are saying how much they get out of it as well. So a really big thank you to the National Association for Primary Education, and they have been a sponsor and supporter of the podcast for many, many years. And they've agreed to continue that into the next academic year, which is fantastic. It means that we can plan, we can structure what we want to do and really make the show take the next level, as it were, really sort of push forward and have even more fantastic conversations and projects, which I'll explain a little bit more about as we go into the next academic year. Now, one of the things that is really important in terms of what they've done is they've really embraced the idea of return on involvement versus return on investment. They've agreed year on year out to do this because they believe in what we're doing here at Education on Fire. The fact that we're able to create so much content or conversations and interest and support for people, not necessarily on what they get from it. And of course, I do share all the things that they do as well. But it really is the fact that it's the quality and what we're trying to produce is what they really want to support. And that's a really special thing. And it's something we're going to be talking about more and more as we head into the autumn, not just in terms of NAEP, but in terms of how we go forward and other opportunities that are going to come. So if you haven't actually been to their website or seen what they're about, please do go and check out nape.org.uk. That's nape.org.uk. And there you'll see some of the projects they're involved with, some of the related things that they sort of share to support you as teachers. And also indeed parents, because their whole ethos is having a child-first centre of education, which of course is very also central to what we do here. And also links to the podcast and their YouTube channel and all the things that they're sharing as well. So yeah, nape.org.uk is the place to go and find out more about that. Now, one very special thing that's happened to me over the last few months is I had Professor Dr. Gare Grouse, OBE, on the show. As you may well remember, he'd been on the 4th of September 2023 and also came back again in the 7th of April 2025. And he came to talk about his book, his autobiography in terms of his professional life through a different lens, Lessons from a Life in Education. Now, not only is it an absolute pleasure and an honour to chat to somebody like Gare, I first met him when I was interviewing him at the BET show in London a few years ago. But the fact that he's been part of the community in terms of Education on Fire and following what I'm doing, and he reached out to say that he wants to have more conversations about the work that he's done, to be able to share some of these ideas and to really sort of challenge what it is that we're doing, set the scene for what is possible in education and maybe just see what we can do to actually make a real difference in real time. in terms of what are we waiting for? You know, another change of government, another change of this. We talk here about the silver bullet that may change education, which is probably never going to come. But we want to see what is possible. Work with those people that can make a difference. And the people that say they want to help and they want to make a change, actually really make sure that that's possible. So what we're going to be doing in the autumn is we're going to have a special series where I'm going to be having a regular conversation with Geir Graus over a number of weeks about some of these important things which are actually embedded in his book, some of these sort of education theories, the ethos, but based on practical and real life examples of what he's done over his career and some of the things that have actually materialized from that. And I think what's really exciting, and the reason I really wanted to get involved in this, is the fact that we're planning on not just having conversations about it, but we want to create something that's going to show it in action from the ground up. And we want to be able to do that, to be able to show the world what is possible. A kind of a blueprint for what is there, but not as in you must do it like this to get the same outcomes, but to show you what is possible in this situation, and then it's then adapted depending on where you live and the people that are around you and your community. And we'll dive into that an awful lot as we do that. So that's going to come back in September, and we're going to start this series, and it'll be a series of around 6 weeks of conversations in terms of really diving in each of the chapters of his book. And then we're going to have some incredibly special guests coming on to be able to sort of support that and give you a real understanding of how that worked for them and the work that they're doing. And then from there, our plan is to take it forward and start explaining how some of these projects may become a reality. All of this is going to involve a lot of support and help and work and shouting it from the rooftops from everyone involved in Education on Fire. We think it's possible. We think it's time to make that happen. We think it's time for the podcast to be a real beacon and a guiding light for what is possible. I've tried to do that with the interviews we've had over these last few years since 2016, but it really feels like now is the time to take that leap forward and to be a guiding light, to lead the way and to really push some of those boundaries and get all the people that are part of this culture of wanting education and the support of children to look different, to be different, and what that looks like in terms of our own individual conversations and what we're doing, but also making that something a little bit more tangible on a larger scale. So that's what I'm going to be talking about as we come back again in September. I also have the ability to kind of have guests coming on the show as we've been doing before. And from that, I have to say, I've got enough people wanting to be on the show to take us through until 2027, which is just amazing. And thank you to everybody who gets in touch. But what I want to do is I want to make sure that actually the podcast and the people that we talk to for those conversations are people that really, really support you. This is here to make sure that you get the sorts of conversations that you need, the support that you need. So please get in touch and let me know, what are the shows that really speak to you? What would you like more of? What would you like less of? And I'm thinking, is that kind of, do we split that up into primary and secondary schools or elementary, middle schools? Even what countries are ones which are really helpful when they're related to you? Should we do more things topic or subject based? Are we going to do things which need to focus on things like AI? Or do you actually like the current mix of things that we're talking about so far? Let me know, because it's really important that I try and give you what it is that is the most helpful for you, what's most supportive for you. Best way of doing that, just send me an email, mark@educationonfire.com. And from there, I'll start to plan all of those people who've been in touch to make sure that we make sure that we schedule those people who want to be on the show, but are also going to give us and you the kind of conversations and the insights that are going to be really helpful. So yeah, mark@educationonfire.com. And then I'll look through all of that and we'll start to plan on all those conversations as well. In terms of the practicalities of that, either I'll start to tag that on to the season after I've been talking to Geir and all that wonderful stuff that we're doing. Or if it's really, really popular and we think that the projects that we're going to be doing are going to be long lasting and far reaching, which I really hope they are, I'll just start to bring those other normal conversations and interviews that I have, and where they'll just increase the podcast to a week. So we'll see how that goes. I'm here and open to do whatever's going to be helpful for everybody. Now, the other thing I just wanted to mention again is the fact that not only do we obviously have this audio podcast, but most of the podcasts that I now produce are also available on YouTube. And to find out what they are and to see what they look like, do go to educationonfire.com/YouTube. And there you can see what it looks like on your iPad, on your phone, any tablet. And of course, so many people are now watching these things on TV. So I wanted to do it partly because I wanted that ability to be able to show it in those different mediums and those different formats. But also there's the opportunity to create additional things there which I can't do on the audio podcast, which have a more sort of visual approach. If it's people who've got websites, if it's people who have got videos or things that they want to demonstrate and show, we can do that as well. And of course, the other thing that I really love is the fact that, and I think this is probably the musician in me, it's that kind of live element, is our live shows, our live podcasts, where it happens at a certain time on a certain day. And what that does is it means that we can interact in real time. You can ask questions, you can leave a comment, you can just watch if you want to. And also they are there on YouTube after that for you to watch as a replay as well. So I really love doing those things as well. So if you haven't been and looked at the YouTube channel, do go and do that, because there'll be one or two things there that you won't have just heard on this audio playlist as well. So as part of those live shows, we're going to be doing some things which are supportive for the National Association for Primary Education, because I obviously want to give them a voice and to be able to support the work they're doing. But I think one of our main focuses is going to be on AI. Now, mainly because I've had so many people get in touch with amazing things they want to share on this. And we also know it's going to be so important in all of our lives going forward, especially in education, especially in learning, and especially for children, because they are just going to be immersed in all of this. And we want to make sure it's positive, it's supportive, and that we can give them the best insights possible. So we're going to have sort of a live mini series all about AI, which is going to be happening. And of course, I'll let you know when all of that is, and then we're going to be able to make the most of that. So, as I said, we'll take a break. We'll be back on the 8th of September. It gives me a chance while the schools are off. I'm teaching two different schools for teaching drums and percussion. So that's always sort of a nice fit, because obviously that's off until September as well. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to being able to start this new exciting chapter with Gare when we come back. And there are some really interesting things that he talks about in his book, which we'll obviously go through, but a couple of things which just really, really strike me that we're going to be diving into. And that's his idea of everything related to learning being about connect, extend, and challenge. And the reason I love all these things is because what it does is it takes away from just the subject matter, the normal state of learning. It takes about the essence of what learning is and how that's going to be put together. The other thing that he talks about a lot is the idea that children can only aspire to what they know exists. So what they learn, how they learn, where they learn it, such an integral part of what's going on. He also talks about the idea of scaffolding and safety nets. So we actually kind of, as the adults, as the educators, build this world, which gives them the support that they need. And actually then, you know, should you need a safe pair of hands, then you're there for that as well. And how all this fits into not only what we think about learning, but this is the exciting thing for me, is the fact that he's had so much experience about what that looks like in things that have really worked and things which could have progressed and things which were supported by previous governments, things which were then stopped. We can talk about all those things and what those real impacts had, and more importantly, what those real life impacts were for children and what that looked like going forward. And a really integral part, and this is something I'm going to be asking you to get involved in as well, is the idea of partnerships. The idea of working with us, working in a way of being able to set something up, both in terms of practical things. Is there a community, an organisation, a school, a group of schools that want to be involved in actually demonstrating and putting some of these things in practice? Being able to share these things with your community, with your people that you work with. And also in terms of partnerships from a financial point of view. You know, I talked before about the idea of NAEP being really supportive, that idea of return on involvement versus return on investment. The investment is something you never quite know about. It might be a numbers game in terms of people listening. What we're really looking forward to are those companies that have money that want to support education, and they want to do it and they want to be involved in something like this because they know it's important. And it's the thing I remember from my visits to BET and the conversations I have with some of these big tech companies, is we have great conversations about what's possible, but it doesn't always need to look a certain way. In order to do that, we need to create environments, situations, have these conversations, show exactly how all the conversations and about this positive learning and how that might look can actually come back to us. And with that comes a little bit of understanding, a little bit of involvement, and a chance for us to be able to put that forward. And with that comes a certain cost element. And from a podcast point of view, whether that's the editing process, whether it's marketing, whether it's being able to put all these things together with a small team, all of that's going to be something which we're going to be looking to expand as we go into this next year. So yeah, we'll be talking about that as well. Now, the best way to keep on top of absolutely everything, apart from listening to the podcast, of course, is to join our mailing list. If you go to educationonfire.com, on the homepage there, gives you a chance to actually sign up, be on the mailing list, and that's where I'm going to be introducing so many of these things coming through. And that's really, really exciting. So just to wrap up, my biggest reason for being on here is to actually just to say thank you to my guests who've been on for all of these shows. Today is episode 457. It is amazing. I can't quite believe it. But as well as the people that have been guests, it's actually you for listening. Thank you so much for being part of the community. Thank you for your support. Thank you for all your messages. Thank you for all your insights. And my dream and my hope is that by the time we reach episode 500, the impact of this podcast that we've had on the wider community, reaching positive effects on education for our children, is going to be really, really positive in a way I've not been able to do before. And this is just kind of bringing all of the information, all of the expertise, all of the experience that we've been doing in the last 9 years to really make a big difference. So this is a short break now until the 8th of September. And then when we come back, it's going to be Education on Fire 2.0, so to speak. We're going to be really putting all these things I've spoken about into place. Thank you so much indeed. Enjoy your next few weeks. Enjoy the time with your family. Get some rest. Get some positivity ready for the academic year for 25-26. And I can't wait to get started with it then. Thank you so much indeed.
Thanks for listening to the Education on Fire podcast. For more information of each episode and to get in touch, go to educationonfire.com. Education is not the filling of a pail, but the lighting of a fire.